It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Guess what, man? I told you before the break that we always trying to rock and roll and highlight daylight great things that's happening here in the Triangle and things that we are very much involved with and excited to be involved with. There's a big event coming up on Thursday, really focusing on the historical black colleges and universities scholarship. And as you know, North Carolina is one of the main states that has a significant amount of HBCUs that's a part of this state. And I'm a product of Alabama A&M, which is located in Alabama. Just left that a couple of days ago. But we are so pleased to have this studio with us. You know, we got people that's traveled down to hang out with us here in the sports shop. And we're so happy to have Councilwoman Annette Scipio Rota with us. Good morning and welcome to the sports shop. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm just wonderful. I'm wide awake.
You're wide awake. Fired up and ready to go.
Absolutely.
Ready to go.
But guys, I'm going to talk about your involvement with HBCU Legends Scholarship and things that's going on Thursday. To talk to you a little bit about that.
All right. Well, I'm with HBCU Living Legends, mm-hmm. and we're a volunteer group in Winston-Salem, mm-hmm. and we raise scholarship monies for current students at our 11 North Carolina HBCUs.
There you go.
We are the second most populous state for HBCU, mm-hmm. Following Alabama.
Alabama, that's correct. I was going to mention that, but you know, I didn't want to steal your thunder like that.
So we do have 11 wonderful HBCUs. And our little group has raised scholarship funds since 2015.
Okay.
We do a gala every other year where we recognize 33 alumni from our HBCUs, three from each school. Mm. And we search to find people who have done extraordinary things, mm-hmm. and ordinary things.
There you go.
People who have just done great jobs and done them well, mm-hmm. whether it's with the community, who have a passion for people and service. Elected officials are oftentimes included, doctors. Mm. But we look for exceptional people who are doing simple things in extraordinary ways.
Wow, I like that.
So it's wonderful because our HBCUs provide a special kind of education.
Mm-hmm.
The experience is so unique that once you've been there, it's nothing like it. Nothing like it.
Exactly.
It grows us in every possible way. So this Thursday in Raleigh, we are having our first non-gala event. Mm-hmm. It's called The Gathering. And what we would like is all HBCU alums to come out and network with each mm-hmm. other mm-hmm. and celebrate the joy and the wonderful memories about going to our schools, nice. And in the process, mm-hmm. raise some money for our scholarship. So we set a goal that this year our scholarship goal is $100,000.
Excellent. Okay.
We used to have a goal of about
$30,000.
Mm-hmm. But we want to do a bigger job.
Yes, you get it. What's wrong with it?
And it's for current students. It's not kids going into college, but mm-hmm. it's those that are continuing because they oftentimes need some support.
Exactly. Yes.
Whether you're a junior or sophomore mm-hmm. Or senior, mm-hmm. you still need some support. So we're wanting to raise more money to support more of our young people who are in our HBCUs. So Thursday from 6 to 9 at the Briar Creek Country Club, mm-hmm. We're having our gathering. And you guys are co-hosts.
That's right.
You're honorary hosts.
Honorary hosts, that's right. We'll be in the building.
We'll be in attendance.
Sports shop be in there for real, which is really cool, though.
Yeah, so it's tickets only $40.
Yeah.
You can go online at Eventbrite and buy them, but or at our website, HBCULivingLegends.com. But we think it's going to be a wonderful thing, a great time of gathering. Mm-hmm. North Carolina Central's Jazz Ensemble will be giving music.
Yes.
And so, and you a co-host, an honorary host, along with Kevin Price, who's with the National Institute for Economic Opportunity.
Okay.
Outstanding. We're talking with Annette Scipio from HBCU Living Legends. And, you know, you got the scholarship gathering will be this Thursday at Briar Creek Country Club. Make sure you guys check it out. Also, you can go to their website, check out everything you need to know about HBCU Living Legends, HBCULivingLegends.com.
Yep.
You guys have a HBCU Living Legends Hall of Fame with honorees and people from each one of the universities. And I love the way that you say you're honoring everybody. Everybody that's done other things and other walks of life and other areas, but they've done it well. Just give me just a little insight into why did you choose to do it that way versus some of the other more conventional ways that's been done.
Well, there are a couple of things we chose to do. First of all, we wanted to honor living legends. Oftentimes, people have died and we give them lots of recognition, but it's more important to give them their flowers while they're living.
Mm-hmm.
They can appreciate that. So we first decided we wanted to recognize living people who are, they may be retired, they may still be working, but we want to recognize them. And you might be young and you might be old.
Right.
It's just that whole gathering.
Yes.
And then we decided that oftentimes we believe, all people believe, that the best and the brightest are the ones that you see and know of. But the best and the brightest may also be the salt of the earth. Mm. The ones who are just doing the right thing, doing it well, not looking for recognition.
Sure.
But we honor them, or they've gone over the top. So one of the persons, and we want people to know that African Americans and our HBCUs really have alums in many walks of life.
Sure.
Around many disciplines.
Exactly.
It's not just the professionals.
Right, right.
It's those ordinary people, I don't call them ordinary. They're really extraordinary. So one of the persons that we honored was, believe it or not, the chemist who maintained the water quality at High Point, the city of High Point.
Mm.
Black woman.
Uh-huh. There you go.
You see?
I love it.
And without her expertise, the water would not be drinkable.
That's right.
You see? So we do wonderful things. One of the other honorees we had last time was a young lady who works for the Navy. I hope it's the Navy. Wait a minute. I have to get one, or the Air Force. Anyway, she's in charge of all of the cyberspace security.
There you go.
Black female.
Okay.
So when things are flying in the air for the military, not just flying in the air, but when they're trying to get to the computers.
Yes, yeah.
It's a black woman.
There you go.
Black woman. Unusual. This is what we like, to find those who are doing something unique and different so that our young people will know that you don't have to be stuck trying to pursue any one area that everybody knows. Of course, we have our athletes we honor and all those in sports. But we like to also get behind the scenes. I love Bone Crusher Smith, who was a boxer.
Yeah, Bone Crusher,
and
he
was the only major boxer who had a college degree.
Wow. Yep.
See, that's the kind of stuff we like to support and celebrate.
Awesome. That is good stuff. We are talking to Councilwoman Scipio with HBCU Living Legends. And so we just want, you've given us some great information, but we want to remind people, because you have a $100,000 goal. So remind people how they can support this event with ticket sales? And what if you're not able to go to the event? Can you still support your fundraiser? And how?
Absolutely. You can go to our website and you can literally donate on the website. We have PayPal. We also have a Cash App. Y'all have to help me. I don't do that.
She made a face with that one. We have that thing called Cash App.
I just don't do it.
I know, right?
And so those are the best ways to donate. And I will say that, as I said, our gathering, this is the very first one in Raleigh. We will have a second one in Charlotte in June. And then we'll have one in October in Winston-Salem. And so people can come to any and they can celebrate their HBCUs. And you don't have to be a North Carolina HBCU to come and support. We really want all HBCU graduates to come out because I'm a Howard alum.
All right. So are the individual gatherings in different regions leading up to another gala?
Yes. The gala will be in Charlotte in August of 2023. And, of course, we need you to come to that.
Yes.
Costs a little bit more because it's a big gala with food and wonderful things. And our honorees are so special. So, again, our website's the best place to get the information.
Well, that's great. There's, again, we talked to Councilwoman Scipio, who's with the HBCU Legends, and here to talk about the HBCU Scholarship Gathering, which is Thursday, May 12th, from 6 to 9 p.m. right here in Raleigh, Broad Creek Country Club. It's a really nice place to have a nice event there, too. Of course, the tickets are $40 a piece. The Sports Shop will be honorary host, and we'll be doing our hostess with the mostess, and we're going to have a lot of fun over there. Mm-hmm. We can't wait to do it. We so happy to be involved. And Councilwoman, we thank you for giving us some of your time, celebrating Howard University, HU. Is that the real HU or is it Hampton? Which one's the real HU?
Don't start. We are HU.
I'm just saying. I know some people said the real HU is Hampton came back.
HU.
Well, another little trivia. Unfortunately, Howard was the largest HBCU in the nation.
Yes.
But now it's North Carolina A&T.
That's right. That's right. That's
336.
Right. That's right. 336. She teaches me up 336.
She all in.
Which is so I'm always torn between my HBCUs. Growing up in North Carolina, I have so many friends who go to, who attended various ones and family. And A&T is really close to my heart. Yeah. But Howard was wonderful.
A&T will do that
too. A&T will do that to everyone. do it to all of us. Trust me. Either one of our schools, all the schools are great. Vicky, want to tell us something right quick? 1 second.
Yes. Virgin Cigars of Raleigh has the top cigars from around the world for you to smell, hold, and taste before taking them home. Receive a free gift with your first purchase. Stop in across from CarMax on Glenwood Avenue and online at virgincigarsnc.com and be sure to ask about their private lounge. When you smoke the best with cigars from Virgin Cigars.
Councilwoman, have you had the chance to meet your fellow alum, Vice President? Actually, I not engage with her.
Uh-huh. I saw her in 2020 when she was actually campaigning for the presidency. And I was at the National League of Cities Conference and I met her there.
Okay, awesome.
But no, we haven't gotten her down south to come to the good south yet.
That is right there, man.
Hopefully she'll get to our gala.
That's good stuff, man. And again, on this show, we like to highlight and daylight all things, particularly what we're talking about, trying to bring some awareness to a lot of people to the HBCU world. And again, we think this is going to be a great event. We think it's going to be, hopefully, it's going to be three of them you mentioned, right?
Yes.
Here, Charlotte, and Winston-Salem. So those are good things as well. So, Pam. She ran red over there. I'm almost afraid to ask her.
Yes.
Okay, there it is. There it is. There it is right there. We gotta leave that alone.
I just like the fact she said, yeah.
I mean, is there anything else?
Is that right? For people on,
she said, yeah.
If you didn't know,
she said it. I quote.
If you didn't know, let me explain.
I like that.
She's ready to cut a Delta Sigma Theta, and I just want to make sure that I was right about that. I guess I was right, Councilwoman.
Absolutely. My line sisters and I are celebrating our 53rd year.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
nice.
We're still together.
Wow.
We have.
Oh, wow.
The whole line?
All those that are living.
Wow.
Nice. We have a text message every morning.
Wow.
That we stay in touch with each other. We're all over the country.
Wow. That's great stuff.
We lost about 5 of us.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, the sisterhood, our line was special, and we keep it alive.
Well, that's right. Well, I'm a member of Cap Episode and proud to say that.
That's
so
wonderful.
I just want you to know that, just in case you just want to.
She said, yeah. She said, yeah.
That's all she said, came back.
Yeah. I'm not mad. I'm start using that one.
What is it?
Like, are you? Yeah.
but did you miss the fact that she did a like Giannis? She gave him a look, like mean mug, like yeah.
Yeah, like what you trying to do? What you trying to do, man?
You gonna learn.
No,
I know.
Now let me just give you another little tidbit.
Okay.
And why I wear red.
Okay.
Not just because of that.
Right.
I do represent the East Ward in Winston-Salem.
Okay, yes.
And when I was appointed to the position, mm-hmm. there were some shenanigans going on. And,
just shenanigans.
Some shenanigans. And so I wasn't getting in the political thing, but I got uh-huh. into it because of shenanigans. And uh-huh. I was asking the Lord, how do I maintain my integrity? How do I stay pure to service of my people? And how do I not allow other things to influence me adversely? So he said that the heartbeat of your ward are its people.
Mm.
So exactly. I will wear red every day.
Wow.
So that I'm reminded constantly of who I serve.
Wow, that's interesting.
So, it just happens that I'm also.
Yes, it just.
You want to go back to D.C.?
No.
Yeah.
We can use you. I got a spot for you. Yeah, you want to go back.
Good point, man.
You
want to
go
point.
Back.
That's a great point.
Maybe it's difficult.
Well, Councilwoman, thank you again for traveling down to hang out with us in person.
Yeah.
And it means a lot to us. And can't wait to see you on Thursday.
I won't be there.
Oh, she won't even be there. Wow, really?
I've got grandma duty, unfortunately. I got called into grandma service.
Oh, wow. Well, no,
yesterday.
Well, good thing we got a chance to meet you
yes,
in person today. I'm pretty sure there'll be other chances to do it, though.
We're going
to
have a good time.
There you go. So we're excited, man. As you can tell, let's get out there and check it again. May 12th, it's going to be right there at Briar Creek Country Club and for 6 to 9 a.m. and tickets are online. And got check it out, and it's going to be at Briar Creek. So, hey, can't pick a better place to do it.
Yeah.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.